This is a Fox News alert. The gag order expanded. I'm Lee Silasera. The judge overseeing former President Trump's hush money trial has taken action after Trump posted attacks on his daughter on social media. Judge Juan Merchan's daughter is a Democratic political consultant. Trump posted on his Truth Social platform last week that she makes money by working to get Trump. Trump's lawyers had fought the gag order and its expansion, claiming Trump was engaging in protected political campaign speech. The trial is set to start April 15th. Separately, the former president has posted a $175 million bond to avoid his assets being seized as he appeals his New York fraud penalty. An airstrike has destroyed the Iranian consulate in Syria.
Top Iranian general Mohammad Sahedi reportedly killed in the strikes. Sahedi played a critical role in transporting weapons from Iran to Syria and Lebanon, previously sanctioned by the U.S. government in 2010. He was also the main Iranian liaison to the Syrian regime in Damascus.
Fox's Trey Ingston, Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, medical officials in Gaza claim an Israeli airstrike killed four international aid workers with the World Central Kitchen. The White House says President Biden is heading to Baltimore Friday to get a firsthand look at the damage to the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed after it was hit by a massive cargo ship last week.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port, rebuild the bridge, and support the people of Baltimore.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, a temporary channel has been cleared on the northeast side of the Francis Scott Key Bridge to allow ships to pass. Caitlin Clark scored 41 points as Iowa knocked defending champ LSU out of the women's NCAA tournament with a 94-87 victory. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Russia ignores a plea from the Pope to pause attacks on Ukraine on Easter Sunday.
Easter did not stop attacks from raining down on Ukraine on Sunday. A Russian cruise missile strike in western Lviv killed one man, and hundreds of thousands of people were without power over the holiday weekend after attacks on the southern port city of Odessa caused a fire at an energy facility. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is aiming to ramp up Russian manpower. Moscow kicked off its annual spring recruitment by drafting 150 conscripts. This Easter Sunday, Pope Francis made a global demand for peace, especially calling for a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Alex Hogan, Fox News.
The mayor of Atlantic City, New Jersey, speaks days after his home was searched and says he and his family have done nothing wrong.
Mayor Marty Small said there is no need for Atlantic City residents to speculate.
There's no corruption.
He addressed what he called rumors about him and his wife, the city school superintendent, taking money to drugs and guns being in his home, and even an alleged domestic violence incident. He called all of it false and much of it racial and political hearsay spread by enemies.
They know, just like everyone in this room, they can't beat me in an election.
Mayor Small said he thinks a personal matter involving his family is behind this, but he has nothing to hide from any investigation and will continue to run his city. In Newark, New Jersey, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Traffic deaths fell 3.6% last year, the second year in a row that fatalities decreased. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says almost 41,000 people were killed on the nation's roadways. The agency says traffic deaths declined in the fourth quarter of last year, marking the seventh straight quarterly drop that started with the second quarter of 2022. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.